Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately about something that feels really challenging. Maybe you're experiencing this too. Your little one is in preschool or pre-K, and the teacher mentions that they're having trouble following instructions. Maybe they seem to ignore directions, or they get distracted easily, or they just don't seem to listen when the teacher asks them to do something. And I want you to know something really important right now. You are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. In fact, what's happening is completely, beautifully normal. Let me share something the magic book taught me about 3- and 4-year-old children. At this age, their brains are growing so fast, like little galaxies expanding with new stars every single day. But here's the thing. The part of their brain that helps them pay attention, follow multi-step directions, and switch from one activity to another, that part is still under construction. It's like trying to use a beautiful building that's still being built. Some rooms are ready, but others are still getting their walls and windows. The research that the magic book and I have studied shows us something wonderful. When a 3- or 4-year-old seems to ignore instructions, they're not being defiant. They're not trying to disrupt the class. Their brain is literally learning how to do something incredibly complex. Think about it. To follow an instruction, your child has to stop what they're doing, shift their attention to the teacher, process the words they're hearing, remember what was said, and then make their body do the action. That's amazing work for a little brain that's still developing. Doctor. Jeannie Ho, who studies early childhood education, discovered something beautiful in her research. She found that children who have warm, trusting relationships with their teachers are much more willing to listen and follow directions. The magic book whispers the same truth. Connection comes before direction. When your child feels safe, seen, and loved by their teacher, their nervous system can relax enough to actually hear and process instructions. The Centers for Disease Control studied this too, and they found that preschoolers have very short attention spans. They need to hear one direction at a time, not 2 or 3 all at once. And here's something that might surprise you. Even getting your child's visual attention before giving an instruction makes a huge difference. When the teacher crouches down to their eye level, says their name gently, and waits for them to make eye contact, suddenly that little brain can actually receive the message. Now, I want to share something else the magic book taught me. Sometimes when children are learning to follow instructions, they need to see what cooperation and listening look like. They need stories that show them, in a gentle and magical way, that paying attention to others creates beautiful results. There's a story in the Book of Inara that I think might help your little one so much. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about 2 friends named Leo and Mia. They discover this magical arcade where something wonderful happens. When they listen carefully to each other and cooperate, the games create the most beautiful light patterns you've ever seen. The whole arcade sparkles and glows when they pay attention to one another. What I love about this story is that it shows children something important. Listening isn't boring or hard. Listening is actually what makes activities more fun and magical. When Leo and Mia learn to give each other their full attention, everything becomes more beautiful. And children watching this story start to understand. Oh, when I listen to my teacher, when I pay attention, good things happen. Everyone has more fun. Everything works better. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own listening games at home. Maybe you play a game where you take turns giving gentle instructions, and you celebrate when someone listens carefully. Maybe you notice out loud when your child is paying attention. Oh, I saw you listening to Grandma just now. You stopped what you were doing and looked right at her. That's such an important skill you're learning, because here's what the research shows us and what the magic book confirms. Children learn these skills through practice, through modeling, and through feeling safe enough to try. When we shame them for not listening, their nervous system goes into protection mode, and they actually can't listen anymore. But when we stay warm and patient, when we get down to their level and connect first, when we give one simple direction at a time, suddenly their brain can do this hard work. The experts who study social and emotional learning have found something beautiful. When teachers and parents use gentle strategies like modeling good listening, providing visual cues, and coaching children in the moment, children develop these cooperation skills naturally. It's not about forcing or punishing. It's about teaching with warmth and patience. I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine your child a year from now. They've had a whole year of patient teachers who get down to their eye level. A whole year of you staying calm and warm when they struggle to listen. A whole year of stories like the Harmony Arcade adventure showing them how beautiful cooperation can be. Can you see them? They're raising their hand in class. They're following the teacher's instructions. They're playing cooperatively with friends. That child is already inside your little one right now, just growing and learning and practicing. Your child isn't ignoring the teacher because they're bad or difficult. They're learning one of the most complex skills a human brain can master. They're learning to regulate their attention, to shift their focus, to remember instructions, and to make their body cooperate. And they're doing this while their brain is still building the very structures they need to do it. That's not defiance, my friend. That's courage. That's growth. That's your child working so hard to learn something new. So here's what I want you to remember. First, this is normal development. Second, connection comes before direction. Third, one instruction at a time works so much better than multiple steps. Fourth, getting down to their eye level and saying their name first helps their brain receive the message. And fifth, stories like the Harmony Arcade Adventure can show your child how magical listening and cooperation can be. You can find this story and so many others in the Book of Inara app. Every story is designed to teach these important life skills in a way that feels like magic, not like a lesson. Because that's how children learn best. Through wonder, through connection, through seeing themselves in characters who are learning the same things they're learning. The Magic Book and I believe in your child. We believe in you. You're doing such beautiful work, even on the hard days when it feels like nothing is working. Your patience, your warmth, your willingness to learn about child development, all of this is creating the safe space your child needs to grow these important skills. Thank you for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for loving your child enough to seek understanding instead of just solutions. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and wisdom and so much love. Until our next adventure together.